This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All federal employees must once again show up to work. It's a new phenomenon, you know, since COVID. Show up to work in person like the rest of us. So, I mean, it doesn't work when you don't show up. And I see companies now are all going back to it. They're all going back. It's great. I watch some of the big business leaders saying we absolutely are going back. You can't work at home. They're not working. They're playing tennis, they're playing golf, or they have other jobs. But they're not working, or they're certainly not working hard. You could never build a company or a country with that. So we have a very strong policy, and if they don't show up to work, they get fired.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff on the line with us now. Boy, they couldn't get away with that in the military, could they, Jesse Jane?
I tried when I was on active duty, and I really, really tried to propose to the commanding officer, can I work from home? It really makes sense. You know, like this logic is, so first of all, I don't mind any company having a policy that allows one, maybe even 2 days from home. And there are productivity gauges that actually go on because I have myself worked from home. And they are, I had to submit a report, you know, to Elon Musk point. Every week, I had to submit a report of my accomplishments. And let me tell you, there is no way I could go play golf or get anything done without getting those tasks completed. And I think there has to be a level of accountability. But President Trump is 150% correct. I have a place in D.C. And when I drive around and you see those empty office buildings, you're just in your head thinking, this has cost American taxpayers billions of dollars to keep these facilities open without even people sitting behind the desk.
Right.
In fact, there have been federal buildings that have had Legionnaires' disease develop in the water pipes because the water wasn't kept moving. That is how critical this has become, that they are degrading the building structures, we're paying for them, and there is no justification for people to not have that office camaraderie for the mission accomplished. Accomplishments. This whole, we got people that are so traumatized all the time. They have to take health and wellness days, mental health days. I'm sorry. I really wanted a mental health day when I was in boot camp.
Yeah,
what is wrong with these people?
That's the truth. That is the truth. So what's your take on the CQ Brown demotion from Joint Chiefs chair? I mean, this is a pretty common occurrence. And after listening to some of his woke comments on DEI, I can't imagine he would have stayed there long under Trump.
Right. Absolutely. DEI, the BLM, you know, the George Floyd riots. I have sympathy for people that were products of the environment they also were in. That was all generated right out of the White House. That was the culture that the White House had pressed forward and tried to give people this opportunity to express these type of open views that are controversial. Never before, in my experience in the military, were we ever seeing generals get out there and make these views that were really controversial and anti-productive to unit cohesion and morale. Now, C.Q. Brown is also among several generals that are going to be leaving, and one of them, his name escapes me right now, was very, very good in his response. He said the president should not have people in place that he does not feel comfortable or trust, and I wouldn't have it any other way. And that general was removed also. But he did it with a dignified response of, this is all to the discretion of your commander-in-chief. And you know that going into these offices, particularly the high-ranking ones. So C.Q. Brown, if he's a true soldier, as we would like to think, because he served over 40 years, is saying, hey, it is at the discretion of the president when it comes down to who he wants on his military advising, because it is an advisory role that he had. So, hey, some of the generals are handling it well. We've heard nothing from C.Q. Brown. He's probably going to be a dignified man. 40 years is long enough, trust me, in the military. Yeah. so good for the president to make those moves. It is the right thing to do for the country.
Yeah, amen. Carl, I want to play a bite that I'm sure is going to make Jesse Jane's day. Would you go to cut number 14 for me? She probably hadn't heard this in a while.
But some look at this moment and rightly feel the weight of history. Some see the flames on our horizons, the rising waters in our cities, the shadows gathering over our democracy.
What do you think?
Were those nails on a chalkboard that you just forced me to listen to? I mean, I'm over here now having to pull my ears out because you just wasted 90 seconds of my life. You know, essentially, this woman got an award for losing. That's
yes.
What she got. This
yes.
was her runner-up trophy.
The Image Award from the NAACP.
Oh, it was an image, all right. But it was quite an image. It was an image that we will never escape from, and we all dodged a bullet. That award should have been simply named when you can't make it to the final end because nobody wants you, and it's time for you to move on with your life award, because that's essentially what she is. I mean, her sentence made absolutely no sense.
I thought it sounded an awful lot like she's still going to run for office in California.
Please do. Even Californians aren't that insane. I mean, I'm a Californian, and a lot of what has happened has been kind of one of those creep things. But, you know, where they creep in and take your freedoms away, and then you don't realize what just happened. This woman has been fully exposed for this socialist Marxist ideology, the far left. Hey, let's just bring every illegal into California, and let's all have one living upstairs or downstairs of our house, or in the garage, or in the attic, whatever.
Oh, boy.
They are nuts.
No thanks. Jesse Jane, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, motivators, take the hill.
We'll talk to you next week. We appreciate that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.